Check in with our men's shed. Peter Hennis is from the men's shed, and he's here to tell us about what all the chaps are getting up to across the southeast. Peter, how are you this morning?
Not too bad, Connor. Good morning, listeners.
Peter, pretty busy for the Mount Gambier men's sheds. You've got some data here on how many people have kind of come through over 2024.
Yeah, well, the shed itself has been attended by about 4,000 times for the year.
Wow.
We've made 130 toys for the Mayor's Christmas Appeal, 136 garden beds, 24 outdoor settings, and we've got a joint project going at the moment for 149 fence panels for Frew Park across the road here.
Oh, you're doing them up?
Yeah, we're doing all them for council. So,
and is that going to be the whole circumference?
The whole circumference, yeah.
Well, that's an interesting little update, because I think a few of us kind of will talk about that now and again, because it is a lovely little spot, but the fencing is not the best.
Yeah, so we're in the process of doing that at the moment. I think they've got about 50-odd frames made up so far. But
it's good going.
And we've got a bit to go.
Do you have a delivery date there, Peter? Should we put you under pressure?
I believe it's coming up in... it was the end of this next month, but yeah. I think it's been put back a little bit.
Do you know what, really? What's the point of being part of a men's shed if we're going to put deadlines on things? That's what I would say. And I believe you've got your AGM coming up.
Yeah, AGM is actually tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right.
And at the shed, so all members should be made aware of that and turn up when possible.
Right.
There's another function coming up in Warrnambool. I know we're not normally talking about them, but last year the Mount Gambier Men's Shed had the Wallunda gathering for all the sheds and so forth.
Oh, so all the sheds from the southeast
all the
will
sheds
meet up.
From southeast and western Victoria.
Oh, okay. Just to catch up, see what everyone's doing?
Well, it's actually more for the western Victoria.
Yeah, okay.
And we're part of that.
Yeah, okay,
that
nice.
Group.
Well, that would be a good get-together, a bit of a shindig. Over in Kingston South East, they've been kept busy restoring a chair.
Yeah, believe it's a 100-year-old chair that they're restoring. I don't know what type of chair it is or anything like that, but this person bought this chair in, and I know they've done a couple other restoration work over there. So they're busy doing that.
I'd love to know more about that.
Yeah, I'd like to know a lot more about it.
Because I think that's a big thing these days. And I wonder, do you get a lot of that? Because people are trying to be a bit more thrifty and maybe reuse things instead of just buying, you know, crap from, you know, big shops. Do you see a lot of that these days, people coming in to get things fixed?
Yeah, I personally did get one a couple of years ago from a gentleman from another radio station around the corner.
Oh, there's other radio stations?
And he bought in a Huon Pine lamp.
Oh.
And it was very, very nice. It had all come apart in the joints and everything.
Yeah.
And it belonged to his mum. And it was like an heirloom type thing.
That's nice. I like that.
So I restored that for him.
Good to see that
very,
happening.
Very nice.
The chaps over at Narracourt, busy too.
And Narracourt, yeah, the Narracourt shed are coming along very nicely. They're making 200 memorial crosses for the council for that's for when we have Anzac Day, where they stick the crosses in there. And they're now actually up to 77 members, so...
That's a good number.
A big number. It's very close to Mount Gambier, so.
Yeah, okay. I wonder, have they been doing something recently men's sheds in general doing something recently to get numbers up, or is it just...
Well, with Narracourt Shed, they haven't just got that shed itself. They've also got the stationary engines.
Right.
And that shed part of it has just opened up as well.
Yeah. Okay.
So they've been getting a number of members through that.
Okay. There's some good news out at Panola.
Panola, yes. Panola is, they had a brand new shed 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And the big wind last year came and blew the tree down and landed on top of it. Finally.
Not good.
Not real good.
Yeah.
They haven't been able, they've had to only use their old shed, but it's now been pulled down, and the new one will be erected within the next day or so.
Oh, that's pretty good. And just kind of going, following on from that, Casterton. We know we had a big storm out there towards the end of last year, which caused strife for everyone in Casterton, and the men's shed weren't immune from that. So how have they been going?
Well, Casterton men's shed, they've been advised that the shed that they had was not allowed to be used anymore, and they had to find some new premises. This was last year. They've been asking around trying to find something. Well, they have found a new shed. It's at the back of the newsagent over there.
Okay.
And but at the moment, that has all been put on hold to transfer everything and so forth, because due to the big storms that were over there, they had a massive storm.
It's amazing
that we missed out on.
Well, and it seemed to be literally kind of just over the top of Casterton. You know, it was here reporting on it that day, and it was a very kind of short, sharp thing that has caused so much issues.
Because of that, they've just got to put their work aside for a little while, because everybody's helping each other over there still.
Wow. Well, fingers crossed that they'll be doing a bit better over there in Casterton once they've got their new shed up and running. Over in Nelson, the chaps over there have been quite persistent, haven't they?
They have very, very persistent. I believe that the ABC actually reported on this last week or the week before, I think it might have been, where they have, after 11 years of fighting, they got their land, and now they have a grant to be able to build their shed. And the fella that I talked to, I've been talking to him for 7 years, and when I rang him up the other day, he was, well, over the moon, is to say the least.
Can imagine.
And so it's well on there. Well done to them guys.
Absolutely. And I'm reading this, they're going to have they've had the help of the women's shed. So I didn't actually realise they had a women's shed out there as well. That's pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of there's quite a few sheds around Victoria and so forth these days that have the women in there. And Nelson have the women in their shed. It's on a different day.
Right.
And it's not so much a shed, it's a more of a workshop type thing. And
That's a good use of it,
isn't it? Bought them in.
Yeah,
they had enough numbers to get their grant.
Right. Okay. I see. Because we did a story very recently with a young woman who was hoping to get a women's shed going in Mount Gambier.
I did hear that.
Yeah. Have you had any contact or
no contact as yet?
Would it be something you'd be interested here in Mount Gambier?
We talked about it at the Mount Gambier Men's Shed,
and
at that time, some of the older gentlemen that were in there were a little bit reluctant to allow the women in.
Yeah.
But I think personally it would be a great idea to be able to show some of the women how to do things, even if it was only on a regular basis where they brought them in and, you know, how do you change a washer? How do you use a hammer? How do you use a drill?
Yeah.
You know, just show, and there's a lot of women out there that don't know that, and I think it'd be a great idea.
Well, yeah, and as we talked about here on the show, that's exactly part of the reason, and some women don't necessarily want handy men or, you know, blokes coming in to fix things. Always good to know how to do things, and like we said, with people wanting to keep things that they buy more often than kind of getting rid of them, knowing how to do it would be a bit better. You might learn a thing or two from them as well if they came into the old shed there, Peter. You're unsure about that.
Maybe learn to cook, maybe a little bit better. No, I can cook good.
Peter, I really appreciate you coming in. First time of the year, so good to hear about what's all going on. A couple of interesting stories there. I want to follow up on that 100-year-old chair, and I think the guys out at Nelson to see how they're getting on. Have to follow up with those two stories. We'll catch you again next month and hear how you're all cracking on.
Not a problem. Thanks, Connor.
You'll have to let us know actually when Frew Park is going to come up there. We'll
I'll let you know on
Be involved in putting them in as well? Or
no,
just,
we're making them up, handing them over to the council. They're putting them in, and they have a contractor, I believe, to do the painting. All we've got to do is construct.
There you go. Well, that's what you're there for, Peter. And really appreciate you coming in, as always. Chat to you again very, very soon.
No problem. Thanks, Connor.
Peter Hennis there from the Men's Sheds, giving us the rundown of all the interesting things chaps are up to across the southeast. It's 20 minutes past.